Leadership isn't about titles or corner offices. It's about influence. At its heart, leadership is a dynamic relationship between people working toward shared goals. While we often glorify the individual at the top, effective leadership is actually a two-way street where leaders and followers shape each other. This process view democratizes leadership, making it accessible to anyone regardless of formal position. Think about the most influential person in your life. Were they necessarily your boss or someone with authority? Often, our most impactful leaders emerge organically through their actions and character rather than their job descriptions. This distinction between assigned leadership, formal positions, and emergent leadership, influence regardless of title, reveals something profound about human dynamics. What makes someone emerge as a leader? Research shows it's a combination of being verbally involved, well-informed, seeking others' opinions, initiating new ideas, and demonstrating flexibility with conviction. Interestingly, gender biases can create barriers here. Studies show women may be rated lower on leadership even when equally influential. Power, the capacity to influence others, comes in two forms: position power, from formal rank, and personal power, from being perceived as likable and knowledgeable. The most effective leaders understand that power isn't for domination, but for advancing collective goals. As Martin Luther King Jr. demonstrated, true leadership power doesn't coerce, it transforms and elevates both leaders and followers toward shared ideals. Are leaders born or made? Early leadership studies focused on innate qualities of exceptional figures, identifying traits like intelligence, self-confidence, determination, integrity, and sociability. However, the notion of purely innate leadership has evolved toward more nuanced views. The skills approach emphasized learnable competencies over fixed traits. Research with Army officers revealed three key skill areas: problem-solving, tackling organizational challenges, social judgment, understanding people and systems, and knowledge, developing mental frameworks. This view suggested leadership could be developed through education and experience. The behavioral approach examined leaders' actual actions, identifying two core behaviors: task-oriented, facilitating goals, and relationship-oriented, supporting followers. This perspective showed leaders could adapt their style to different situations. In practice, effective leadership varies by context. A crisis leader might struggle during innovation periods, while a creative team leader might falter when precision is paramount. This understanding led to contextual leadership theories emphasizing adaptability over finding one best style. Great leadership adapts to the specific needs of followers and situations. Path goal theory shows how leaders motivate by providing what's missing, offering encouragement when confidence is low, or clear direction when goals are unclear. Consider two scenarios. A new graduate needs a directive leader, providing clear instructions and feedback, while a veteran employee facing a deadline needs emotional support rather than detailed guidance. Effective leaders flex between these styles based on the situation. Leader-member exchange theory, LMX, examines how leaders develop unique relationships with each follower, progressing from formal stranger roles to acquaintance relationships with increased trust, and finally to mature partnerships with high mutual trust. These relationship qualities influence resource allocation and career opportunities. While leaders naturally connect better with some team members, successful ones strive to develop high-quality exchanges broadly. This requires emotional intelligence, understanding and applying emotions to leadership challenges, which can be developed through practice. True leaders transform rather than manage. They inspire followers to transcend self-interest for extraordinary outcomes. Leaders like Martin Luther King Jr. and Malala Yousafzai moved people through vision and values. Transformational leadership operates through four components: idealized influence, role modeling; inspirational motivation, high expectations; intellectual stimulation, fostering creativity, and individualized consideration, personal support. Jeff's letter to his dying coach demonstrates this impact. You provided friendship and safety to a socially challenged student. You instilled belief and deeper values, transforming a vulnerable youth into a successful adult who achieved the impossible. In an era of corporate scandals, authentic leadership has become vital. Bill George identified its five essential qualities: purpose, values, relationships, self-discipline, and heart, all shaped by life experiences. Dr. Brené Brown exemplifies authentic leadership through her vulnerability research. Her breakthrough came when she abandoned academic safety in her TEDx Houston talk, sharing her personal struggles. Though initially fearful of the talk's viral success, she found strength in Roosevelt's Man in the Arena philosophy of daring greatly. Servant leadership inverts the traditional leadership pyramid by prioritizing followers' needs over the leader's. This seemingly paradoxical approach has proven successful at major companies like Starbucks, Southwest Airlines, and Vanguard Group. Robert Greenleaf developed this concept after reading Hermann Hesse's Journey to the East, where a servant's selfless care proves essential to a group's success. Servant leaders focus on follower growth, community building, and addressing social inequalities rather than personal advancement. Seven core behaviors characterize servant leadership: conceptualizing organizational complexity, emotional healing, putting followers first, developing followers, ethical behavior, empowerment, and creating community value. These behaviors improve both individual and organizational outcomes. Dr. Paul Farmer exemplifies servant leadership through his healthcare work in Haiti. While at Harvard Medical School, he established clinics, trained local healthcare workers, and founded Partners in Health. His success came from listening to community needs and empowering local people, transforming global approaches to healthcare in impoverished communities. Adaptive leadership addresses challenges that require people to change their values, behaviors, or perspectives, unlike technical problems with clear solutions. Rather than focusing on leader traits, it emphasizes behaviors that help followers adapt and thrive during change. The approach distinguishes between technical challenges, defined problems with known solutions, and adaptive challenges, complex issues requiring learning and perspective shifts. The COVID-19 pandemic illustrated this. Vaccine development was a technical challenge, while changing public health behaviors was an adaptive one. Six key behaviors define adaptive leadership: getting on the balcony, gaining perspective, identifying adaptive challenges, regulating distress, maintaining disciplined attention, giving work back to people, and protecting voices from below. Effective adaptive leaders don't shield people from reality, but create supportive environments for facing challenges. They recognize solutions often emerge from collective wisdom rather than individual expertise. By empowering people to tackle their own challenges, these leaders build organizational resilience and capacity for change. As workplaces diversify, leadership is shifting toward inclusive, ethical, and distributed approaches. Inclusive leadership creates environments where everyone feels valued and psychologically safe to contribute authentically. Ethical leadership centers on five principles: respect, service to followers, justice, honesty, and community-focused goals. Leadership is now a shared responsibility rather than an individual role. Team leaders act as facilitators who monitor group dynamics and intervene strategically, balancing guidance with self-regulation. Tomorrow's leaders must adapt while maintaining authenticity and ethical grounding. As organizations tackle complex challenges like climate change and technological disruption, leaders must inspire transformation while developing others. Effective leadership isn't about having all the answers. It's about asking the right questions and enabling collective problem solving. It requires balancing confidence with humility, vision with pragmatism, and personal drive with collective purpose.